FC Youth returned to winning ways with a 5-3 win over Curzon Ashton at Lancaster Club in Failsworth. This was the Reds' first win in five, in an entertaining game that saw five different scorers for FC. Lewis Adams, Danny Maynard, Liam Ellis, Charlie Doyle and John Poyser all found the net in what was a must-win game as we approached the end of the season. The Reds were two up inside 7 minutes. First, Adams got his first goal for the club after turning a Poyser corner on 3 minutes, before Maynard doubled the lead after a good run and finish. Unfortunately, this lead was short-lived, as Curzon were level inside 13 minutes. First, Jordan Rutter pounced on a spilled ball to fire in, and then Nick Carton fired in a free kick to make it 2-2. FC Heads didn't drop, though, and retook the lead to complete a crazy first 24 minutes, as a Maynard free kick was headed in by lone striker Ellis. FC did have further chances, but the half ended 3-2. Into the second half, and the Reds looked a lot better, and rightly made it 4 on 55 minutes. A lovely strike from Doyle, from outside the box, found the corner. It looked a case of how many FC would get now, and the Curzon keeper pulled off a fantastic triple save just before Poyser volleyed in a fifth on 74 minutes. The visitors did score a third in stoppage time, as Horton got his second to just take the edge off the win slightly, but at this stage of the season, a win's a win. This was much better from the Reds, and they must continue this goal-scoring form as they go into the next few games against the other top three sides in the league. I spoke to assistant manager Swampy after the game.
Okay, Swampy, 5-3, back to winning ways after four without a win there.
Yeah, the boys have shown good application today and good attitude. We've changed the team round considerably with games coming thick and fast now with the running. I think the boys have done themselves justice this afternoon on a difficult surface. Five goals, conceded three, which we're not happy with. But I think overall, I think we certainly dominated that game this afternoon.
I was thinking, obviously win's a win, but there's positives and there's negatives to take out of that, isn't there? I was thinking second half, completely in control. How many are they going to score? And then they get a third.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a game, you have lots of possession in a game. And at least the good thing about the possession was in the final third, we had a lot of opportunities in front of goal. Disappointing, really, with to concede. But equally, that their third goal was a well-worked goal. It was the number three did well, came through the middle, passed it wide right. Good shot, first time. You know, and in fact, all the goals this afternoon were decent goals, really. But, you know, we can work on things like that. You know, we can, as I say, we've changed the formation this afternoon. There's different personnel that have been here with us this afternoon. And, you know, with the game on Tuesday and another game on Sunday and then Wednesday, we've got to make sure that these boys are all ready and they can slot in as soon as we need them to do so. And some players have played themselves in some fantastic performances in the second half from individual players that have come on. And I think they've done themselves a lot of good, really.
I thought Charlie Doyle in the middle. He doesn't get many. He scored a good one. I've got to mention Lewis Adams. I think that's his first goal for the
It is, yeah. And Lewis is one of those kind of players that, you know, will give you 100% commitment. He's a listener. He wants to improve and learn. And, you know, he's showing the qualities of a young lad who's prepared to battle to the 90th minute. He's putting challenges in. You know, he's good in the air. And, you know, the likes of him and Charlie Doyle, I think this season especially, those two have really shone through for me and, you know, worked really, really hard. Great application, great attitude. And that's what you want from a young team, good attitude and good application. Because as we're in this position, we should really be now sailing away with the league. But unfortunately, it's been down to maybe like a discipline, players thinking they've already arrived, when we're really at the beginning of the football career, and attitudes and minds have to change. And today, you know, the likes of Charlie Doyle, the likes of Lewis Adams are showing the commitment and the quality, and together with other players on that pitch this afternoon, there's been some very, very good football.
And finally, it's now coming to the end of the season. It seems to be a four-horse race to me. On Tuesday, they've got top of the league, Abbey.
Yeah, it's... as I say, you know, this league should be over by now. You know, we've only got ourselves to blame for the position we're in. But we've got the talent and the quality. If we can have the application here on Tuesday night against the RBA, we'll beat them. It's all how they prepare now between now and Tuesday. It's a big game for them. We're going to make sure we get them set and ready for that game. And I believe that there's no reason why we can't win every game between now and the end of the season. We've got a two-week, so like frenetic 2 weeks of football, but we've got a good enough squad, good enough players to keep them conditioned in the right way. And I would hope at the end of the season, along with the first team, they're holding the trophy aloft, i.e. as in the champions, and the first team in the playoff champions.
Okay, well, it's certainly in their own hands, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah.